Well, it's been a pleasure for me to host for the fourth time Prime Minister John Howard for the annual bilateral Prime Ministerial meeting between Australia and New Zealand. It's been a good meeting. We're working on so many things together at the present time, and we've been able to work through those both over dinner last night and also yesterday afternoon and the meeting we both attended with the Trans-Tasman chief executives of major government departments through the bilateral meeting this morning in my office, and then also with the working lunch with a range of ministers. I should say that we were able to inform John Howard and the schools of government yesterday afternoon that the New Zealand government has decided to make a substantial financial contribution of a capital kind to the Australian-New Zealand School of Government and also the Victoria University of Wellington School of Government, which is the main deliverer of programs at the New Zealand end for the joint school. We've done this because we want to ensure that our commitment to the Trans-Tasman education and professional development of public servants is a very, very strong one, and we want to see that the Trans-Tasman content of the courses remains strong, so the $10 million capital grant to be spread across the two schools has been very much welcomed by both. The discussion between John Howard and myself this morning has largely centred on the foreign policy issues, the work we're doing together in the Pacific. We're both looking forward to the release of the Eminent Persons Group report on Fiji, and we hope that that report will be establishing a pathway ahead which the Fiji government will be able to take seriously as a way through Fiji's current difficulties. So we await the report and would hope for a positive Fiji government reaction to that report. With respect to Solomon Islands, where we're both pretty heavily committed in the regional mission, obviously it's our strong desire that the regional mission be able to continue to work with and for the Solomon Islands. The review of it, which was agreed at the Pacific Island Forum Leaders Meeting in October, is quite urgent. It has been delayed because Fiji, which had taken over the chair of the forum at short notice when Tonga couldn't host, was to be spearheading the review of the Forum Secretariat. Then Fiji's problems made that not practical, and time has been lost. But there is an urgent need now to agree on terms of reference and get on with that review in the interests of the regional mission succeeding. We've also discussed the Tonga and the need clearly to move forward on the democratic reform program there as well. Discussed East Timor, where we see ongoing involvement for the foreseeable future. Both of us, relative to our size, have significant commitments there. There are presidential elections upcoming in April and legislative elections following that, but certainly the situation on the ground in Timor is still uneasy and is going to require commitment from both our countries and others for some time. We've discussed Afghanistan, where we're also both very committed to seeing and supporting Afghanistan through this particular troubled phase of its history. Over lunch, Michael Cullen's been able to update on the talks from his perspective, which we had with Peter Costello recently, and it's fair to say Peter Costello went back to Canberra with a very positive readout on those talks. Of particular interest to me has been the work program that's beginning on seeing what portability we can get between superannuation and private savings schemes on both sides of Tasman. We've discussed the agricultural issues you'd expect us to be discussing in a process particular around apples. Steve Mahari has talked about the science relationship, which is quite substantial. Phil Goff's been able to brief on our perspective on the Doha round and the various FTAs that we're both engaged in. Annette King has briefed on the police collaboration in the Pacific. From our point of view, we've been working together across Bougainville, Timor, Tonga and Solomons in recent times. And also briefed on the bill which would bring into effect the Trans-Tasman Joint Agency on Therapeutics, which is currently before our Parliament, and which we would like to see passed, as would Prime Minister Howard, so that the joint agency can come into effect as of the 1st of July. And we've also talked about export year 2007 here in New Zealand, and my intention to lead a trade mission to Australia in June as part of that year. I did lead a trade mission in May 5 years ago, which was very successful, and the Prime Minister himself met with it, and that was part of ensuring that it was a success, so that's also been welcomed. Yesterday afternoon at the Chief Executives Forum at Victoria University, we touched on the climate change issues there, and also on the discussion that goes on across the Tasman at the public servant level and the ministerial level around a lot of areas of policy. What's the way forward on areas like benefit reform? We've been very successful at getting people off benefits and into work. Australia shares an interest in that. There are many areas of policy which it's fruitful to discuss trans-Tasman. So thank you, John, for your commitment to the relationship and coming again, and we look forward to your comments.
Well, thank you very much, Helen. I want to support everything the Prime Minister has said about the subjects covered in our discussions. As always, they've been very good. The free flow of the interchange between Australia and New Zealand at a prime ministerial and ministerial level, I think, is unrivalled around the world. Naturally, there was a very heavy focus on the challenges we both have in the Pacific, and we'll work together very closely. I welcome very warmly the New Zealand commitment of $10 million to the school. It means that both countries have now contributed $10 million, Australia having done so earlier, and it really is a terrific opportunity to reinforce the common future we have in relation to matters of administration, and to see in the one room the heads of the Prime Minister's Department, Treasury, Foreign Affairs and so on, Environment, CSIRO, of both countries was quite an accumulation of brain power and sound advice within very small space, and we were appropriately courageous in our responses. But can I just say that I always welcome the opportunity of coming to New Zealand to reaffirm how committed we are to this historic and long-standing and intimate bilateral relationship, and that we share a lot of history, but more importantly, we share common challenges, and that is hugely important. And it's not just working together in areas like the Pacific, but it's also sharing some of the policy challenges. And Helen touched on the discussions that Peter Costello and Michael Cullen had about issues relating to retirement incomes. We have some big changes coming in to operation in Australia from the 1st of July, and I think it's very important, given the great flow of people between our two societies, that we focus on those sorts of issues into the future. But again, I'm very happy to be here, and I thank you very warmly for your hospitality, and I thank you very warmly for the availability in such a candid manner of your senior officials and your senior ministers. Thank you.
Thank you, John.